Cozy on the House, in the business of melting away your anxieties and guiding you through your home improvement projects. Right here at 1-888-767-4348.
Hey, you know,
we're on the topic of water here.
And in our research for the show this week, I came across an interesting story.
Yes.
You want it?
Okay. Try me.
All right.
Then I'll decide if I want it or not.
Wichita Falls, Texas.
Two
hours outside of Dallas.
Yeah, nice town.
You know, 3 years ago, 88% of the whole state was in a severe drought. Now just two cities left qualified on that level. They've tried everything. They did a really good job with water, cutting back on usage, going from 45 million gallons of water each day down to 12 million a day.
Wow.
But they're still really worried because their lake that they rely on is down to like 27%. So you know what they're thinking about doing?
No telling.
Turning their sewer water into potable water.
Gross.
Well, let me
so it's under.
Let me take back what I said about Wichita. It was a nice town.
I don't think they'll put this on Chamber of Commerce like you mentioned.
I doubt that will end up on the Chamber of Commerce webpage. That's for sure.
Well, they're still in the testing phases, and what they do is they treat the water. They say it's pretty good shape when they first get it out of their what they already have in existence. They treat it again and give it 30 days to see if it's going to be truly drinkable.
I would imagine that would kill the real estate price. Dad was talking about real estate as it relates to agricultural and water consumption, everything. Would you move to a town mm-hmm. where you knew your drinking water was
You know, it's probably going to
be sanitized.
It's probably a sign of the future.
It's leading edge technology that they can take any contaminants in H2O. And get it down to back where it's just H2O. They can do it. It's expensive, and then you have to get through the mental barrier. I'm drinking my neighbor's poop.
Well, it would give them 5 million gallons a day gain by doing that. But there are many people saying they're going to drink
Texans are a lot more full of it than that. No, it would give them more than 5 million.
That's a small town.
I love Texas.
No, thank you.
So this is a Wichita Falls real estate alert.
Okay, so now
if you own real estate in Wichita Falls, now would be the time to sell it.
Yeah.
Well, that story should be motivation for all of us to take care of what we do have, right? Last year at the National Hardware Show, a brand new product was introduced, and it's just now being produced, and it's called the Epiphany.
Romy, do you know your mother's becoming the National Hardware Show groupie?
It is. Well, that's where we found the wheelsbarrow that was such a hit over Christmas.
She talks about this show all year long.
You know,
I'm going next month.
They're a lot of fun, and it's been a long time since I've been to one because I hit like every year for 4 or 5 years, and then you didn't see anything new. So I was like, well, I don't need to go back, but it's been probably about 7 years since I've been.
Well, I think I'm going this year.
A lot of fun. You found a shower head?
Yes, gal was in the shower one day and had this epiphany that, hey, you know, when I step away from the main shower head, I don't need as much water. So with some help, she invented this piece that you put between the shower head and the arm, and it takes just a couple minutes to put it in. And as you step away, it automatically diminishes. So if you step over to reach some shampoo, but up to 40% savings on each shower just by using this little epiphany. And they run about $200, and you can get they're not in the market yet. But if you go to intelligentgreenproducts.com, you can order one to test. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Roman, let's...
Now, that 40% saving can be deceitful, I think.
Well, she
said... That's somebody that's taken a long, long shower.
But then they can take it in good conscience, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it says up to 40%. It didn't claim 40%.
Of shower water.
And I'm thinking stepping away. I'm right there at the 5.
That's because you don't shave your legs. That's why.
I hope not.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Romy, let's go to callers. Yeah. Wichita Falls and Epiphany Showerheads. Has Wichita? I would think Wichita Falls would start handing out those showerheads for free before they started sending poop down the fresh water supply, huh? Huh? Wouldn't you think? Who's on the line?
Doug.
Doug, save us from this conversation, Doug.
Boy, I'd like to. I have a question regarding a double basin kitchen sink.
Okay.
When you're facing the sink, the left-hand side has the disposal, and to the left of that is the dishwasher that empties into the disposal. When the left-hand side of the sink fills up with water and you turn on the disposal, it backs up into the right-hand side of the sink, which is generally where you have the clean dishes, and now everything's dirty and you've got to rewash everything. I don't have a vent stack on the top of the kitchen counter, and I'm wondering if that's part of the problem, but I don't know why it backs up onto that side of the sink.
Is this an island?
No, it's just up against the wall, regular setup.
Up against an outside wall, so it's a...
Yep.
Okay, and you're talking about inches of water backing up, not just splashing up through the splash guard.
Oh, yeah, everything that's on the left-hand side comes up, including what's trapped in the P-trap, comes up onto the right-hand side.
And you've snaked your line?
I have not.
Okay, well, I would start with snaking that line and find out what's causing it to drain or backflow as much as it is. Start there. Let's make sure the vent stack is open up on the roof. There's no obstructions. No birds have built a nest on top of it, or debris or landscaping is blocking it, one thing or another. Let's start there and go from there. The other thing is make sure that you know, arm between the two basins is sloping down and not sloping up. Every once in a while, when you're in there doing the under-counter plumbing and connecting those sinks, you can get that little wet arm drain not sloping properly down. Then there should be that elbow right there coming straight down from the sink and receiving the garbage disposal deposits. Should be like almost like a scooped inside. There's like a scooped, so the water is encouraged to go down. If that's just a straight T, you might take a look at that and get a garbage disposal T put in right there. And those couple things certainly ought to solve your problem.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. I still can't get over Wichita Falls.
Me neither.
But, you know, we don't live that far from the water treatment plant, the Scottsdale campus, you know, and they're taking SCAP water. They're taking effluent water from up north, I believe, and they're not putting it back in potable water. But the water reclamation plant on the northwest side of Tucson's, I understand, is going through a giant, ginormous remodeling project, which they've needed to do for a couple years. Just ask the neighbors.
Where does that water go?
We need to get Mr. Dave Modier on here, and we've had him on a couple times, and he would be able to tell us.
And we're actually gonna have a couple guests on next month from AMWA, so they should be able to share some insight as to where that's going. It's I cannot get over it. I mean, could you imagine cooking that, honey? It smells like. What are you cooking?
Hey, listen. All right. So you're not going to pick Wichita Falls as your staycation opportunity. I get that. All right. But if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, it's the only place on the planet you can actually register for an Arizona staycation. And Jennifer and Sarah have done such a great job in our office recruiting lodging facilities that are now wanting to become a part of this event. And we've got two new lodges that have joined us, the John Reardon House up
nice.
In Jerome. Yes, yeah. A home that was built in 1850s and was destroyed by a mudslide in the 1950s. And just last year was completely historically restored to original condition. It's beautiful. And you're on Jerome watching that sunrise across the valley. I mean, it's beautiful. So the John Reardon House has joined Rosie on the House in the staycation package, as well as the Best Western Inn at Sedona, which is the one west of downtown on the north side of 89A that's kind of perched up on top of the hill. Unbelievable views of Coffee Pot Rock and all of Teapot Rock and all that. So couple more opportunities for those of you that want to take the chance of winning an Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. Go in there, register your name. We pick a winner every single month. Once we have you as the identified winner, you get to contact Sanderson Ford, find out what cars they have in their demo lot, take it for a few days, and go to the place, destination of your choice. We take care of the gas, the lodging, the food. It is a staycation on Rosie on the House, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. So get in there and register. We're getting a lot of great participation in that, and we're getting a lot of great feedback from the people that are seeing corners of the state they haven't seen yet. They're using these staycations as an opportunity to get down to the Copper Queen and Bisbee. That was a great testimony we got back from those folks.
They had a great time. We've had 100% satisfaction. They just, everybody just has a blast. The train, like you said, Copper Queen. We have a couple really cool lodges, Avenue Lodge.
London Bridge Resort mm-hmm. in Havasu has taken a couple of our guests, and everybody enjoys that as well. So it's the Arizona Staycation. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. All right, let's get back to home improvement and remodeling, where we have open lines if you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348.
See, it's kind of hard to miss, but we have had people, where do you sign up for the staycation? And it's really funny.
Oh, really?
Because if you look at the contact on our homepage, it's less than an inch to the right with the Arizona flag that says Enter Twin Staycation. So they had to click on contact to ask us where to find the staycation. It was just like an inch over with your mouse. So look for the Arizona flag and the Sanderson Ford logo.
They have the same looking gene that your dad does.
Hey, I was asked out on several homes today to do some detective looking, and I have to tell you, I found every problem except that woman's water leak. We've got to get back to that. We have got to find the water leak on that property. But I had a gentleman call who was experiencing a little water damage inside a large west-facing fixed glass window. And in the rain that we had a couple weeks ago, the wall got considerably wet, contacted his insurance company. The insurance company sent out a disaster relief team to take a look at it and announced, look, we're probably going to have to tear all the sheetrock off, look at the insulation, and, you know, we got to get down to the skeleton of this thing and look at the problem to be able to know how we're going to fix the problem. Well, actually, he had sunscreens installed on this large picture window, so tightly measured and so tightly fit that it was actually blocking the weep holes of the window. And so all we really need to do, rather than tear all that sheetrock and all that insulation and all that material off the walls, just raise the sunscreen about a half inch and problem solved.
Let it dry out, be all set.
Yep.
That's a lot less inexpensive than ripping it out.
That's some
sure.
good detective work.
It is. We were trying to solve a problem on a tiled balcony deck in his backyard as to how that was going to get fixed. And he'd had about five different people recommend about five different things. And not one of those recommendations really addressed what the real problem was. They were all addressing the cracked grout on the tile.
Fixing the aesthetic.
But that's really not where the leak is it, Roman? It's in that pan that's underneath there. So I talked him through that. He's got a good quote from somebody that's going to get in there and take care of it. And I was playing detective all week long. So I'll give you the look, Gene.